Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Welcome back, folks. Every Tuesday at 11:10, we set aside some time to talk about folks that are making a difference in our community, working in the trenches. We talk about this all the time, one step at a time, trying to move our community forward. And in the end, we're all better for it, no doubt about that. And I've said that the NOLA Coalition came at the right time, a defining moment in this city, this collaborative effort between not-for-profits, businesses, individuals is huge. And we wanted to give everybody an opportunity to hear about the participants and what actually is going on deep down in the roots of our community each and every day. And today's no different. We are joined by Cornelius Bankston, the managing partner of The Lab by TechPlug, powered by Healthy Blue. And that is a long name there. Cornelius, welcome to the show.
Yes. Hi there. Thank you for having me.
Thank you. So if you would, for the benefit of the listening audience, tell us about your organization, the mission, the vision, and likewise.
Sure. Yeah. So The Lab by TechPlug, powered by Healthy Blue, is a health innovation center located on Ursuline and Dirigeant, right there in the Treme community. We're really focused on being a gap filler as it relates to providing innovative health solutions to vulnerable and marginalized communities. And the way that we do that is through different programming, and we also work with innovative health tech companies across the country as well as there here in New Orleans, where we bring them into our space. We actually help them to understand how do you scale your business from just where you are into where you can actually drive utilization and adoption into the community. And those founders that have an opportunity to work in the community to really understand, does my device really meet the needs of a Miss Ann down the street who doesn't have access to transportation and she needs to go get her medication at CVS, which is potentially 10 miles away. And so they work on solving those types of problems, as well as we offer community programming. So on certain days, we have Purple Van Days, where we partner with New Orleans East Hospital. There, they have a mobile unit. We bring them into our space. We offer blood pressure checks, glucose checks, et cetera, and we also provide food. And that's an opportunity for the community to come into the space, get those health checks that are needed, but also learn more about what we're doing and how they can become proactive opposed to reactive to their health care. And we also provide food for them as well on those days.
If you would, Cornelius, I had an experience when I was at Tulane Law School and Tulane Law Clinic. Mm-hmm. Some of the most simplistic things in life I learned ended up being the biggest barriers to people having some minimal successes in life. But they were huge. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. in the healthcare world, we deal with that every day, right?
Yeah, we do. You know, we think through those social determinants of health, you know, just transportation. Some people take that for granted. Just being able to get back and forth to your clinician for your annual checkup or for your monthly check-in. We think about medical adherence. So when you think through, okay, am I able to get to the pharmacy so I can stay compliant with the medication routine that I have been prescribed? You think through just all these access issues. When you think through just even where our building is located, we're located right there, as I mentioned, Ursuline and Dirigeant. And you think about healthy food options, there's a Whole Foods on Broad, but then there's also a more convenient convenience store on the corner. And most people who might not have the means to go to a Whole Foods, they probably will go to the convenience store. And the convenience store might not have a lot of healthy options. And if you're suffering from diabetes, you probably should not be eating a whole lot of, you know, potted meat or salty foods or a lot of high sugary foods. And so just thinking through those opportunities around access is a huge opportunity for us to address in the New Orleans market.
So where do you see this going from here? Obviously, I have to imagine there's a desire to kind of blow this out across the city. And I'm not trying to be critical of what I'm of this organization I'm going to talk about, but the other day I covered RTA and the debacle over there. And I asked the question, do they not realize the role that they play in people's lives that don't have transportation, and how many people actually rely on a stable, you know, the continuity of public transportation? And when you have these disruptions and this uncertainty and the governance of the organization, it's like, what are we thinking about? What are we missing here?
Yeah, that's a great point to be made. You know, I know that's above my pay grade, you know, thinking through how we can, you know, put things in place to help our public.
No, but I have to imagine I have to imagine. Let me ask the question this way. Did it rock your world when you hear all of this disruption? I mean, I don't use public transportation, and it rocked my world because I know how many people rely on it.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It definitely disrupts, right? One's ability to get to and from work or just to get to their clinician. You know, one of the things that I did find very interesting is through Uber Health and Lyft Health, they have a program where they help provide credits for individuals that might be from a low-resource community to get back and forth to their doctor's offices. And so, when I see a problem, I immediately try to think through, okay, what is a possible solution? So in the interim, as we try to figure out how to get our public transportation system working adequately so that everybody can have access, okay, what's the thing that we can put in place where individuals can still move forward and still have access to get to places where they need, particularly around their health? You know, most people think when you don't have your health, you don't have much of anything else. You can't go to work.
Yeah.
You know, you really can't do a whole lot of things. And so, you know, I just started thinking through opportunities where we can actually, like, okay, what is a plan B as we work on the plan A to get those things situated?
And so you said they're actually running this program?
No, well, there is a program through Uber Health.
There is a program.
There is a program, yes, where individuals can actually get subsidies as it relates to getting an Uber ride so they can actually get to and from, like, their clinician or to their pharmacy. Yes, so that's available. We just got to, you know, come to the lab. People can actually get connected to those resources so we can actually point them in those directions in order to be.
It's the first I'm hearing about it. It's the first I'm hearing about it, and I'm just thinking out loud. I mean, what a great idea.
Yeah, yeah. You know, Uber and Lyft is all around, yeah.
Yeah, and in many cases, it might be cheaper to do that than it is to provide public transportation in some of these areas. I mean, when you really think about it, I mean, you know.
Yeah.
And I would imagine it might, not might, probably would be more efficient.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, especially you know when you're dealing with individuals who might be suffering from chronic disease management, you know, and you really got to get to the physician and you really, really have to get there on your doctor's appointment, you know, on that day, and then having disruption within the public transit system, you know, just how things are at times, you really got to see if there's other opportunities to get individuals to where they need to be.
So I've always viewed those as kind of disconnects, right? We got this healthcare thing going on. We've got the inability of folks, you know, and I think about it always in the context a little bit about, I guess, you know, my life. My mom's here. I'm the only child that's here. There's no other folks here to take care of her. If I wasn't here and I was somewhere else, what would she do? Who would she turn to?
Yeah.
Where would she go? You know, and when people think a little bit outside of themselves and begin to understand that this very much could be your family, there's a newfound respect for this challenge, right?
Yeah, I completely agree. I completely agree. Until it knocks on your door, it's very like, I don't know what that means. But when it knocks on your door, you're like, okay, this is a very real problem, and we really need to figure out a way to fix it. I completely agree.
So, obviously, the healthcare area is something that y'all are providing. Give us some examples of other things that y'all are doing in the community.
Yeah, so we hyper-focus on health. The reason why we opened the lab by Tech Plug, powered by Healthy Blue, is because of the stat that basically Louisiana is 50th in health. We kind of hover around that. And so we hyper-focus on health. So anything that touches one's health. And so what we do is not only just compute community program as it relates to Purple Band Days, we host, I'll just go through the list of some of the things we've hosted this past year around, you know, we're really big on cultivating local talent to address the problems in their community. And so we had a shoot your shot pitch competition. And people are like, oh, okay, well, why is that? Well, we really want to bring people into the space to see, okay, you see this problem in your community. How can you address it? What is the innovation that you can bring to surface so that you can address it based on being from New Orleans, right? Because a person from Atlanta, New Jersey, probably would not address it based on someone being native from the community. And so that's part of how we're addressing some of these gaps that we're seeing as it relates to access. We also host an annual Christmas drive where we are like a center in the community where, you know, some families might not have means. And so for the last 2 years, we provided toys for Bricolage Academy and Phyllis Wheatley. Those are two schools within the community, as well as one of a nonprofit as well. And so we gift them those toys, not just gifting them toys, but we partner with professionals in the city so they can actually become ambassadors to what we're doing so that people outside of our, you know, 3 mile radius can learn more about what we're doing for our community there around Ursuline and Dirgenois. We also hosted an annual event called Beyond the Divide. It's an opportunity to bring innovative health tech founders from around the country to New Orleans to talk around access issue as it relates to health inequalities within our community, right? And we go back to that, we're 50th in health in the state of Louisiana, bringing more innovation into the city, into the community to really think about how do we shift this so we're not competing for the bottom, that we can actually rise to the top, to be that beacon of hope to say, okay, we can get into the state of Louisiana and shift, you know, the health inequities that we see to rise us all to the top so we can all benefit from a healthy community and a healthy economy.
If you had the magic wand and you could wave it and solve one issue, what would it be? I'm just kind of curious.
Oh, wow. That's a big question there.
I mean, limited to your world, the sphere of influence that you have right now, that what you're working on, right, in the Treme area. If somebody said, Cornelius, I'm gonna deliver whatever it is that you need. What would be that one thing that would rise to the forefront for you?
Oh wow, two things pop to mind, but if there is one, I have to.
Oh, you can go with two.
I can go with two? Okay, thank you. I want to be able to agree to here. Go with two. So when I think about the challenges that I see in the community, one would say, let's just throw some money at the issue. And that really doesn't solve the root problem, right? And so what I would really like to see is to see a mindset or some sort of cultural shift in the way that we think about our health, right? Not from just an overindulgence or just let me just go out and have fun, but, okay, how do I think about eating healthier so that I can have more longevity of life, that in the event that I have to take care of my parent, that I am in a healthy state to do that? And so I think it's more around mind shift and not necessarily dollars. It's like, how can I help shift a mindset so the individual can see, like you just stated earlier, that is bigger than me? You know, I might have to take care of my mom when she gets older. So how do I keep myself in a healthy state in order to be that caregiver for her like she was for me? And so just kind of that mindset shift would be something that I would.
You know, you and I we're on the same plane. I say it a little different, you know, that you have to, there's a lot of monies that are thrown around, but you have to be in a position to receive it. And what I mean by that is execute on it. Right.
Yeah.
And it's that mindset. It's that culture. It's developing strategies, thinking outside the box, pushing the edges of the envelope, all the cliches. Yeah. But the reality is it all comes down to execution, because all the money in the world is meaningless if you're not able to execute.
Exactly. I completely agree. Yeah, we're locking this with that one. Yep. Completely.
Yeah, and I mean it's funny, and I really love the way that you approached it, because it is the mindset, it is the prioritization, it is the understanding of where we're trying to be otherwise known as the end game, right?
Yep. It's not a short game here. This is a long game, and we want to stay as healthy as we can for as long as we can so that we can continue to be a value add to our community. You know, I noticed, I'm not nascent to New Orleans. I've been here for 3 years. I'm so thankful that the community has welcomed me and allowed me to grow our work here and they see a value. But what I noticed is if you individuals start, the City of New Orleans Department of Health had a stat about 2 years ago that stated within the zip code in which we're currently located that the average life expectancy is 54.4 years.
Wow.
Right.
Really?
Yes. So when you think about that, you're 54, 55, and most people are like, okay, that's the end of life. That just doesn't sit right with my spirit. And so when you
it shouldn't sit right for anyone, it shouldn't sit right for anyone, quite frankly.
Right. Yeah. So how do you then think about then before you hit 55, 54, 55, then being turning that corner of like, okay, this isn't just about me. It's about my community, the health of my community. You know, how do we continue to make it vibrant and not just healthy, but also healthy from an economical perspective? How do we attract more businesses here? Because we need a healthy population in order to take on new businesses that come here and grow here. So that's the kind of mindset shift that I think we need to experience in order to combat some of these big problems that we're facing here in the state and the city.
If folks are interested in volunteering, helping you, donating, where would they go?
Oh, please visit us at www.techplug, that's TechPlug.tech. Or, you can stop by at 2600 Ursulines Avenue. That's our brick and mortar space, the Lab by TechPlug, powered by Healthy Blue. I do need to make a plug. I'm very grateful for the support that we have from the Healthy Blue team. That's Dr. Christy Valentine Thayer and Blue Cross Blue Shield of Louisiana with Daryl Langua. They were like the early adopters and believed in what we were doing before we actually did it. And now we're proving that what we're doing is making sense in the community. So I'm very appreciative for their support, as well as GNO Inc. Their team and Daphne have and Denise Washington over there have been great supporters as it relates to bringing HBCU students into the space and hosting a hackathon there so they can begin to think through how do you solve problems that are nascent to your community and be the change you want to see in your community.
Well, Cornelius, thank you so much for joining us. I'm really excited about your program. Best of luck to you. I'm sure that you made more friends here in the 3 years you've been here than you did anywhere else, because that's kind of our mantra here. Well, I hope so, and it's good to hear that. So, so we'll just say that you're a New Orleanian now and just call it a day, right?
That's it. Yes, sir. That's it. That is it. I really appreciate your time, and thank you for having me.
Have a great week. Cornelius Bankston, managing partner of the Lab by TechPlug, powered by Healthy Blue. We'll be right back, folks. Stay with us. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line. This is Newell on WWL.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Folks, we've talked about this topic of population loss here in Louisiana. We continue to lose population, but why are people leaving? Allison Plyer, chief demographer at the Data Center, joins us. Allison, welcome to the show.
Hi, thanks for having me.
So, Allison, obviously population loss in most cases is just not a good thing, right?
Yeah, I mean, generally, local governments and state governments are concerned because, loss of tax revenues and, that makes it harder to fund basic services and infrastructure. So, obviously, that's not a good thing. If we can grow the population, but always, we shouldn't assume that a growing population is always a good thing. That can have some downsides as well, depending on how it happens.
So you've had an opportunity to look for a fairly lengthy period of time of what's going on here in Louisiana. We continue to have this decline. Some folks are saying that it's more focused south of the I-10 because of the challenges that we have from Mother Nature. But it seems as though the data is showing a different picture. Is that right?
Yeah, the first thing that I like to point out to people is because everyone assumes that when we talk about population loss, we're talking about out-migration, but we have to remember that deaths are a part, an important part of population loss. That might not be the topic that everybody tends to think about or want to talk about, but the
state. Yeah, I don't like talking about death.
I know, right? But we have had one of the highest age-adjusted death rates in the country for the last several years. Death rates in the U.S., of course, were elevated during COVID, but were even elevated before COVID and remain elevated because of a number of factors. One is overdose deaths have been skyrocketing. Pregnancy-related deaths are very high. Firearm suicides are very high. And everyone knows, of course, that the number one cause of death for children in our country now is firearm deaths. And that is Louisiana's number one by a long shot on that metric. So there's a number of things that are contributing to high death rates in Louisiana that is something that we could do more about. And it would stem some of our population loss.
So you're saying that Louisiana, when we look at all of these others as it relates to death, on a per capita adjusted basis is number one in the country?
No. Louisiana's not the number one in terms of death. We are number one in children dying by firearms.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, that's okay. And then we're about number three or four on overdose deaths, three or four on pregnancy-related deaths, a number of things. So we have a very high age-adjusted death rate, meaning for our age makeup, we have higher death rates than other states.
It's amazing because you're right. I don't think most people think of that in the context of population loss, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and they don't embrace the breadth and depth of that phenomenon, because as I hear you talking about it, then I'm kind of going through it in my mind. I'm like, yeah, I mean, it makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sure. And yeah, I mean, I think many of us have been touched by overdose deaths, right? Or some of these other things. And we know it, and we hear from the news how rampant it is. But sometimes we don't realize, like, that's actually contributing to population loss. And so it's relevant to bring up. A couple things that might be interesting also to your listeners is that we know that overdose deaths and pregnancy-related deaths go up when we have extreme weather. And so there's a connection there between a lot of the disasters we're experiencing and the extreme weather and the fact that our state has very high rates of death because some of these new phenomena.
Interesting. I guess it's the angst, the anxiety, how much damage you've experienced and whether or not you're going to be able to pull yourself out.
Yeah, certainly. Louisiana has had more disaster declarations in the last 3 years than any other state by a long shot. And, we all kind of were getting used to the hurricanes. Well, who could ever get used to it, really? But we forget about the deep freeze that had happened in the north part of the state. We had, wildfires last year. And our anxiety rates are have consistently been the highest in the nation in the last 4 years.
Interesting. So when we look at other contributors, you were quoted in an editorial piece by NOLA.com the other day saying some of our public not working well for this either.
Right. And so, you know, the other thing to think about when thinking about population loss or growth is how is our economy doing? Because if we're creating jobs, we will attract someone to come fill those jobs. Even if some people leave, other people will come, et cetera. And the literature really points to something that we often overlook, which is educating our workforce. That there's a lot of literature that says, you know, the more educated workforce we have, the more our economy will grow. Businesses will want to come here. People coming out of those programs will start up businesses. And yet Louisiana has cut our higher education appropriation by a third, the second largest cut across the nation since 2008.
So that's where working contrary to what all the data shows, obviously. And then we continue to rank in grade school education 49th or 50th.
Right. It is harder to compare grade school education outcomes across the nation, but we tend generally are performing quite low in all that as well. Yeah.
So we often focus on crime. I spent 40 years fighting crime. That's, you know, the number one, number two issue on almost every public opinion poll that's out there over those years. What kind of an influence does that have on population out-migration?
Yeah, well, you know, I mean, of course, you know, one can find anecdotes, right, of people leaving because of concerns about crime. But I think there's two points to remember. Again, if there's a job that person left, someone's going to come fill that job, right? So you can have churn in the population because of crime. But if there's an economic opportunity, generally, people will come to fill that. So the other thing is, too, you know, the crime that we had during COVID was a big blip. It was very scary. It happened all over the country this exact same way. Every single city across the country had the same dynamic. It has now gone back to pre-COVID levels, so not nearly as extreme as it was. And yet somehow, you know, the concern about it keeps circulating as though we've got, you know, that kind of blip still going on. But we don't. The numbers are all way down to about pre-COVID levels.
What kind of contribution do you believe that this insurance crisis that we're in right now? I don't think it's reached its maturation yet. I think the impact is growing every year, and I for one believe that it's going to get worse before it gets better. Your thoughts?
Yeah, I think you summed it up well. You know, I think looking ahead, what we can anticipate and actually see in sort of like the southern parts of like the Solution Terrebonne already is that, you know, insurance can ultimately drive some folks out. And what happens, though, is that rich folks may decide to self-insure, and then poorer folks don't have, you know, don't know folks in other parts of the country and don't have the money in the bank to launch a move. And so you see that the middle class will leave, actually abandon their asset because they can see the writing on the wall. Insurance is going to keep going up and they're better off just going somewhere else to bring those costs down where they can get a job or whatnot. Whereas the rich folks will stay and self-insure and the poorer folks will stay because they have nowhere to go and can't afford to leave. That's not where New Orleans is at right now, right? Or even the metro area. Obviously, insurance rates are going up. People are frustrated. There may be some folks who have left because of that, but somebody came and bought that house, right? We're not seeing people abandoning their assets, right? So when people say to me, oh, is insurance driving people out? And I say, no, not right now. Because we've got people coming and actually buying those homes or ultimately, you know, no, people aren't really abandoning assets yet. But But over time, that definitely could be a problem, and it would have a sort of a bifurcating effect on the population.
One of the other big issues, population migration shifts or economic strata, right, where the out-migration of higher-income individuals is greater than the in-migration of that same class. What do you see in Louisiana?
Yeah, you know, the numbers don't really allow us to answer that question. We can't, again, see, like, who's moving out versus who's moving in. What we can see is like, oh, does the median income go up or down? And then that gives you some idea of, you know, how things are changing. I'm not anticipating that like just high income people will leave and poor people will stay. In fact, you know, when a place has an appeal, high income folks will stay and simply self-insure. And we see that along the coast of Florida. We see that along the southern coast of Lafourche and whatnot. Maybe it's companies that have a camp, right? And they put it in an LLC and they just self-insure it. So I don't think that it'll be all high-income people leaving over time and poor people.
And I don't know if you have seen data on this or you know the answer to this question, but let's. When we think about like Florida with higher income people that are willing to self-insure, how much of that is because there's like no state income tax? I mean, obviously in some states, it's about 6%. Maybe the blended average is going to be somewhere around 4, but you have states that are as high as 5, 6, 7%. And if you're in a state where you have no state income tax, you think you're more likely to stay self-insure as opposed to move?
It's hard for me to even guess how that would play out, honestly. I know in Texas there's lower income tax, but really high property taxes. So I don't, you know, that's, I can't even think of how that would factor in.
Yeah, I just didn't know if you had seen any data on that, you know, as to the connection there. We know that the in-migration in those states in large part are very much influenced by tax policy, right?
Oh, I suspect that there's a lot of other things. I know people like to think there's one silver bullet on migration.
Well,
like,
it always is.
Policy would change, but it's not that way.
Yeah, but yeah. It's always a confluence of things. But, you know, when you have these outliers where, you know, economically it's a big, big number for folks when you're not paying state income tax.
Right. Yeah. But, you know, generally, again, what tends to drive population is job growth. And someone will come to fill the job. So, I mean, I guess if we're talking about retired people, obviously there's a lot of draw to Florida, you know. I couldn't really speak to what brings people to Florida or not.
Yeah. Yeah. So, the final thoughts on Louisiana and its population loss challenge?
I think it's a challenge that our leaders need to really take seriously and think about how to handle it, not with just a silver bullet. You know, there's not going to be just one thing that's going to solve it. We do know when we look at the history that we had a growing population until the oil bust. Understandably, a bunch of folks left when all those jobs were lost, but then the population started growing again. And we had a drop at Katrina, but we had a lot of population recovery after that. And now to see these consistent year estimates of drops without a major shock, right, but instead with a whole bunch of little shocks, you know, I mean, I think for a bunch of years we've been dealing with a lot of shocks, and they're just going to keep on coming. So we really need to think hard about how we're going to create population growth and robust prosperity with the shocks that we're getting. We need to think about that.
Absolutely. Allison Plyer, thank you so much for joining us. Appreciate your time, your insight. Have a great week.
Yeah. You too. Thank you so much.
All right, folks, that's Allison Plyer, Chief Demographer at the Data Center. We'll be right back, 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line. Stay with us.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
By the looks of the text, folks are saying quality of life and opportunity is what it's all about, and that's why folks are leaving in the numbers that they are. I think there was a loss of roughly 84,000 fewer people living here in 2023 than in 2020. And I can't disagree with you. I think a lot of folks are looking at these things very closely these days. Those of us that have kids that are early onset in their careers, hoping and praying that they stay close to home. You want to spend time with the grandkids and the like. And it's of particular concern to a lot of folks. Interestingly, about the opportunity issue and the quality of life issue, I came across an article, Wall Street Journal. We always talk about minimum wage, right? And bringing up the folks in the bottom. Well, in April, the minimum wage for fast food workers in California is going to go to $20 an hour. It's historically been, in most recent times, around $16 an hour. And what they're finding is they're really on the early cusp of a crisis. Because what's happening is most of the chain operations in the food service organizations are laying people off. In fact, Pizza Hut and Round Table Pizza have laid off 1,280 delivery drivers. Others are laying off and shortening and not having full-time employees and switching to part-time employees. A lot of folks are now running their own stores that typically would have four employees. Now they're doing it with two. Others are looking at technology, they said. And many of folks that are running specialty type operations, Brian Hom is one in San Jose who has two Vitality Bowl restaurants. He's now running his stores with two employees versus four that he typically used in the past. And he said, I can't raise my prices any higher, and I'm definitely not going to hire any more folks. So this was about a 25% increase in there. And a McDonald's franchisee said he owns 18 McDonald's in Northern California. He says, at these rates, I have to charge $20 for a Happy Meal. That's just not going to happen. People aren't going to pay that amount of money. So it's going to be interesting to see what ultimately happens here. But early onset, it seems as though folks are reacting in a very negative way, and it will definitely impact employment in the state of California. We'll be right back, folks. Stay with us. Folks, when we come back after the top of the hour news break, we'll visit with Ron Fauché, political analyst and publisher of Lunchtime Politics, and Ed Norris from our sister station, 105.7 in Baltimore. We'll talk about the bridge collapse.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.